This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest supposed tell-all book about President Trump hitting shelves today, this one penned by his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who shared his misgivings about President Trump in an interview this morning.
I described Mr. Trump as a cult leader, and I was in this cult. And while I was in the cult, I was really refusing to acknowledge that the actions that I was performing for my boss were morally wrong.
Cohen started writing his memoir, Disloyal, while in prison on charges of campaign finance violations and fraud. He made those remarks on NBC News. President Trump says Americans can expect more tax cuts and fewer regulations if he wins a second term, telling reporters yesterday seven major trade deals are now in the works. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Democratic White House nominee Joe Biden speaking with union workers at a virtual Labor Day event.
And you can be sure you'll be hearing that word union plenty of times if I'm in the White House. The words of a president matter.
Speaking to the AFL-CIO, Biden vowed to be the strongest labor president in American history. More oppressive heat will prevail across most of the Southwest today, though in Denver, it's going to be a big weather change. That city saw triple-digit highs on Saturday, and it hit 93 yesterday, but today, it's only expected to see a high of 33 degrees. It's getting several inches of snow as well. Actor Kevin Dobson is dead after reportedly suffering a heart attack at the age of 77. Dobson was best known for his role in the 70s crime show Kojak, and later as playing the character of Mac McKenzie on Knots Landing. And this is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A windy weekend in Oregon as 88,000 customers of Portland General Electric remain without power. After 2 days of very strong winds, Steve Corson says those winds are continuing to make it difficult for crews to restore that power.
We've still got high winds out there, she reported, so crews are going to be working around that to try and restore power to customers throughout the service areas.
People in Florida's tourism industry should be feeling a bit optimistic after Labor Day weekend. Despite having to run at a reduced capacity, Orlando's major theme parks, Universal and Disney, announced they did reach that capacity on all days through the weekend. The Associate Dean for the University of Central Florida's College of Hospitality says that should be a good sign that the tourism industry will be coming back strong in that region. And he said as coronavirus cases continue to drop in the state, Florida will again emerge as a number one tourist destination. Today is Star Trek Day. It's the 54th anniversary of the original Star Trek series debut. Cast members from different eras of the show will be taking part in 3 hours worth of virtual panels on the Star Trek Day website to speak about diversity. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think it'd be easy, did you? You know, sometimes you can't help but recount JFK when talking about being the first one to land on the moon and to ignite, the vision for this country and NASA. He says we do it not because it's easy, but we do it because it's hard. And here it is. I mean, right now where we find ourselves, America is steeped in a lot of stuff that we've accumulated over, you know, over the decades. And when I say steeped in a lot of stuff, I'm talking about stuff that is not necessarily serving our best interests. It's just this kind of glum down. I mean, and, you know, we look to our elected officials to be wise and judicious about allowing particular things to stick and to impede the spaceship, so to speak. And they really haven't. Admittedly, you look back and you go, wow, they really kind of bungled the job here. But the fact of the matter is that we the people are responsible because we keep electing these same people, these same elites, you know, that want to go in and have their own set of separate rules that says, look, I need to get my hair done. And so that's more important than people's safety or even the narrative that they're out there putting out there and, you know, wearing a mask, not wearing a mask and all this political banter and confusion that's tossed about that is really not helping the cause, but only confusing the masses all the more. And for what? For what? Well, it's all about power. That's really what it comes down to. And it's interesting the disparate power forces that are taking place because you have the Republican Party in power wanting to hold on and maintain, their position. You have Democrats who were sore from, you know, the last debacle with Hillary Clinton, felt like they were deserving. It just, you know, there was just no answer, no questions about it. You know, she deserved to be, the heir apparent. She was the heir apparent and was supposed to be, coronated. And it was all about a coronation, not an election. Well, of course, coronations don't happen here in the United States, and it didn't happen again, disappointingly for Hillary Clinton and all her followers. But at the end of the day, you know, we have to, as the voters, we've got to decide who is going to best serve us. Who is going to make sure that the people, we the people, are the object of their affection. And that's that takes a little discernment because of all the gobbledygook and, you know, the misinformation and the narratives that are out there. But, you know, again, we will know them by their fruit. All you got to look at is what their policies have delivered. Have they helped or have they hurt us? That's the thing to consider. As we're waiting on our next guest here, what I think we can do, Brad, do you have the Joe Biden video up or audio? Can we pull that up? Okay, let's pull it. I want to talk about this a bit. I mean, this has created some controversy, but you know, this is all bathed in the truth here, because what this has to do is this is a video of Joe Biden on the wall of the Senate in 1993 talking about why you know, the 1994 crime bill law which Joe Biden helped write, why it had to be passed and how he fought so fervently and passionately for it. You know, you listen to his, this is Joe Biden, okay, this is some interpretation. So I figure that it's always best whenever you can get their very own words from their own lips to explain their position. But you tell me what he is saying right now, if that would have passed muster in today's cancel culture environment, which the Democrats have more than accelerated. Listen to him.
It doesn't matter whether or not they were deprived as a youth. It doesn't matter or not whether or not they had no background that enabled them to have to become socialized into the fabric of society. It doesn't matter whether or not they're the victims of society. The end result is they're about to knock my mother on the head with a lead pipe, shoot my sister, beat up my wife, take on my sons. So I don't want to ask, what made them do this? They must be taken off the street. That's number one. There's a consensus on that. Unless we do something about that cadre of young people, tens of thousands of them, born out of wedlock, without parents, without supervision, without any structure, without any conscience developing, because they literally, I yield myself three more minutes, because they literally have not been socialized, they literally have not had an opportunity. We should focus on them now. If we don't, they will, or a portion of them will, become the predators 15 years from now. And Madam President, we have predators on our streets. That society has, in fact, in part because of its neglect, created. Again, it does not mean because we created them that we somehow forgive them or do not take them out of society to protect my family and yours from them. They are beyond the pale, many of those people. Beyond the pale. And it's a sad commentary on society. We have no choice but to take them out of society. And the truth is, we don't very well know how to rehabilitate them at that point. That's the sad truth. I'm the guy that said, rehabilitation, when it occurs, we don't understand it and notice it. And when we notice it and we know it occurs, we don't know why. So you cannot make rehabilitation a condition for release. That's why in our system, there's the federal system, you serve 85% of your time. It's a shame, but we don't know how to rehabilitate. But there is a consensus, and I will cease. A, we must make the streets safer. I don't care why someone is a malefactor in society. I don't care why someone is antisocial. I don't care why they become a sociopath. We have an obligation to cordon them off from the rest of society. They are in jail, away from my mother, your husband, our families.
This was his explanation in 93 in the well of the Senate in talking about, you know, the crime bill that he participated in writing. And it's very instrumental, took a lot of credit for that. But in today's consideration, see, what we have to stop to consider here is, and what Joe Biden honestly expressed here is that government is incapable of handling this. They don't know about, you know, recidivism. All they know is numbers, but they don't know what caused it. They don't know about rehabilitation. And so their answer is, because we don't know about it, we're just going to do a one-size-fits-all, you know, Criminal Justice Reform Act. And we're just going to incarcerate people like you cannot believe. And that's exactly what happened. And Joe Biden, in typical political form, conveniently ignores the data. I mean, here's a guy who's coming out right now saying, I'm going to listen to the scientists. I am going to respond to the data. Well, the data was real clear as to what happened as a result of that 1994 crime bill that he helped write, that Bill Clinton signed in. Now you've got Donald Trump trying to reverse some of this stuff and pardoning some people because of, you know, what really is, you know, what is now understood to be an unjust sentencing outline. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We
You know, Danny Gilkey's really right here. You know, this is our time and moment. You've heard me say before that in life, in my decades of experience, I have found that we come to that crossroads when moments and time come together and that are so critical that the decisions, the choices you make are absolutely opportune or, you know, in a positive way or in a negative way. And I believe this is where our country is in spite of what's happened to us, because to no fault of our own, I mean, really, and we know there is a just God that is in control of this. And God knows the truth of what's happened to America in terms of the attack of this pandemic and what it represents. I think from a spiritual context, the opportunity is for those who see this as a shaking, as Jonathan Kahn reported to us and discussed at length, you know, coming as a result of his new book, Harbinger 2. It's another shaking that we've gone through. So from a spiritual standpoint, I believe people of faith need to stop and consider, okay, what is God saying in terms of our morality and our behavior? What is God trying to tell us here right now that we need to respond to? I mean, we are days away from, you know, remembering 9/11. And that was a huge shaking in 2001. Jonathan says, well, you know, things seem to happen in patterns, in certain patterns with God. And 19 years seems to be a critical year and number. And so 19 years from 9/11 brings us to 2020, and we are being shaken again. Now, are we being shaken because God has nothing better to do, or is God trying to get our attention? You know, that's the opportunity that we have to draw out of this experience, you know, for ourselves, for our families, the next generation. What are we going to pass on to the next generation? Because at the core, you know, for those of us who hold to a biblical worldview, we know that this is God's popcorn stand. He is sovereign, which is to say that he is in control. Forget about the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, or even Donald Trump. You know, God is in control. And God sees what's happening. And God sees that the people are in pain right now. And the opportunity is for us to see, how much is our responsibility? How much of what's happening right now to America and to the world for this matter, how much is on our shoulders? And I leave that question with you to ponder today, because I think the answer is profound. And the answer is what we're looking for. Yes, as I said, we can look at this and say, hey, this wasn't my fault. You know, I didn't ask for the China virus, but we have it. Okay, so what are we going to make out of it? And we are resourceful, we are creative people, but by the same token, we all have to get through to this, you know, through this together. That's the other lesson and takeaway, I think, here, is that we have to understand we can't leave anybody behind, that we're getting on the other side of this together. And we have to make sure that that's the case, regardless if you're a Democrat or a Republican. I mean, set that silliness aside. That's not what's important. What's most important is that we're helping everybody get through this. And we've got great stories. You know, Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, shared some great stories of kindness today, of how, you know, people are reaching out and helping one another. And we see that people are stepping up. And in some cases, they're so extraordinary, and they're cases that you think, wait a minute, here's this person who is sharing out of their very need. I mean, it's not like they have excess, and they're helping. The people that you find even more generous are the ones who themselves are hurting. And you're going, wait a minute, how do you have that within yourself to give from the very table the food and sustenance that you're going to use for your family, but yet you pass that on to your neighbor? I mean, these stories are so uplifting, and they remind us of two things. Number one, as Dr. Lauren Wright said, is that, you know, we are, in a sense, we're designed to be moral agents. But in and of ourselves, we're not good at it. Okay? This is why we need God. This is why we need morality, the Ten Commandments. We need these basic rules because in and of ourselves, we'll see things according to our own ways. And you get, in some cases, what we're seeing here in America today, where people are being abandoned, they're cast aside, they're less than, they're unimportant. It's all about me. But I think, again, this is one of the things that we can draw out of this experience to realize that it's not all about me. It's all about us. And at the very heartbeat and core of what America is all about, interesting, the United States, the U.S., us. It's about us. All of us here. You know, to live free, to live bravely, to realize our dreams, God-given ambitions, and exercise of our God-given talents, the appreciation of our inalienable rights, as noted in the Constitution, so powerful and so clear that even our founding fathers had to note that. They had to say that, look, there's a basic right here that has been omitted time and again and which has frustrated people through the ages time and again because governments and despots and leaders and kings were not living up to that. They weren't concerned about that. They were only concerned about themselves. And our founding fathers said, no, we're going to design and create something a lot different. Well, I want you to listen to a soundbite. This is from Steve Mnuchin, Secretary of the Treasury, who talks about the job and the president's job are not done until everybody, all of us, get back to work. Listen. Okay.
When he's reelected.
So 1.4 million jobs added in August, as you mentioned, unemployment rate down to 8.4%. At looking right now in the current trajectory, what do you think it'll be by election day?
I think you're going to see it continue to go down. We're going to have one more employment number this month that you're going to see. I think you're going to see another good number. You're going to see a phenomenal third quarter GDP. Some people think it's going to be in the neighborhood of 30-35%. Whether it's 25%, 30-35%, you're going to see this is the American economy rebounding. This is American business. People know when the government gets out of the way and we let American business work, and with a little support from industries that are hardest to hit, and that's why we all want more legislation, this economy will fully recover, and the president's job and my job is not done until everybody gets back to work.
I want to go overseas.
I'll tell you, we can be thankful for what the president and the administration has put into place here. Without this system that was well established, this robust economy that we had, you know, going into 2020, we'd be a disaster. I mean, think about it. I mean, fortunately, we had some things in place. And what we're seeing clearly, as the secretary just pointed out, is that this is in response to individuals stepping up, having self-responsibility. And I think of anything that we can take away, you know, from this era right now is the idea that we have got to re-embrace self-responsibility. Okay? I believe that we have a president and we have an administration that wants to get the government out of the way to think, okay, it doesn't need to control your lives. I mean, this is the big differential between the trajectory of one party that wants us to think in socialistic terms, which says that, you know, you're not a big enough boy or girl and you can't handle this and that you need the government because without the government, you would be an absolute mess. Well, look what we got. In part, that is true. When the government fails to do its job, we can be an absolute mess. And if you think not, all you got to look at is 101 nights of Portland and other cities, aside from the fact that these are, you know, run by blue states. Regardless, you know, this is humanity looking at things according to its own human understanding and short failings. And we're paying the price. But self-responsibility says that we the people are in charge of this government, and we the people must get out and vote and make sure that we vote responsibly and we put responsible leaders in place so that we can get on the other side of this COVID-19 and get this country running again.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's accusing Democrats of keeping states shut down because of the upcoming election day. On Twitter, the president said this morning that Democrats are keeping the states closed to hurt the economy prior to what he says will be the most important election in history. He also says his campaign is spending a lot of money to compensate for the false reporting on his administration's handling of the pandemic. Bodies found in Baja, California have been identified as missing American tourists. The victims have been identified after being reported missing last Wednesday. A third American found dead Saturday night at the southern end of the Baja Peninsula. There are now two tropical storms in the eastern Atlantic. Neither Paulette or Renee are expected to threaten the U.S. mainland. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there to keep you in the flow of the know. We're going to be having Marjorie Dannenfelser up with us in just a moment. She's the president of the Susan B. Anthony List, a leading architect of the pro-life strategy that helped propel then-candidate Donald Trump to his stunning victory in 2016. She says, according to her book, life is winning. She admits she wasn't always a pro-lifer herself, but believes the end of abortion is within reach. Marjorie, welcome back. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk, and congratulations up front on the book.
Well, thank you. And yes, Bill, I've missed that great radio voice. Thanks for having me back.
Well, very kind of you. Well, you know, I like you. I'm very optimistic. What is before the voters this time around? Because when you think about what could happen in the next 4 years in the Supreme Court, the consequences, and don't think for a second that the Democrats don't understand this either. I mean, they're fighting for their very lives. I mean, you know, we saw them go absolutely, you know, through their skulls in the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. And that is just a mere portent of things to come. And this is why they're fighting so desperately, because you have the pro-choicers that are, they understand that the battle lines have been drawn. It is clear. But, you know, to your point and what you write in the book is experientially women But now even men, as you and I talked about before, even men are waking up to the reality that, gosh, we've been killing our kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, nobody has put it better than, frankly, including me, in the way you just said that, that the other side knows the politics as well or better than we, and sometimes gets their act together better than we. But our side has come to see the light in new and important ways that has added a lot of motivation. And over the last handful of years, it's been my privilege to really be working very much at the heart of politics to put that enthusiasm and that new, that awakening in the pro-life movement at the center of the political project. Because of the Supreme Court, because we have to overturn Roe versus Wade, because we need to ignite that flame in every state house all over the country to start passing laws that save lives after that overturn of Roe. And of course, we need to have that on the national level as well. But as you know, there's a choice in just a handful of days between whether that court will ever allow one law to save these children, these millions of children, for generations to come. It'll be either a yes or no, because yes. Biden and Kamala Harris have made it clear, and the president and the vice president have already shown what they're made of.
Exactly. No, there is a clear delineation and a clear choice coming up, as you say. What are we down to? About 56 days. People are already starting to vote now, Marjorie, and so they're casting their vote. And in a sense, they're casting their vote, you know, for life or death, aren't they?
It really is true. I mean, they start this. I was in North Carolina with the vice president last week, and I'll be with him tomorrow in Pittsburgh. And you can see these are battleground states. North Carolina started voting last Friday, and so it's really kind of mind-boggling, and I think also a little civics lesson of great import, that just a handful of people in a handful of states will determine a handful of judges that will be the difference between life and death for generations. And I think that if we think we lose and we get that chance back, I mean, God is good, and we can never imagine what he might do. But in terms of our own planning, we can never presume that we'll get that time back,
exactly.
That we'll get this moment back. We just don't know how, where the snowball, how big it gets and where it turns, you know.
Really, exactly. And the thing is that I think it's a moment that we have to where you just have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, as much as it would count on me, did I take a stand for life? I mean, it's almost like, you know, in Schindler's List, right, at the closing moment where Schindler is there going and realizing how many people he saved, but also the reality of how many people he didn't save, right?
Yeah, I think too big for me is an idea of the past. I mean, we've seen over and over and over through American history how a handful of people made an enormous difference for a whole class of citizens. I mean, and look where our lessons are. There were people that were told, you can't do this. It's too big for you. And you have this pie in the sky vision that really is going to really mess up everybody's life. It's not really, there were tons of utilitarian reasons to keep blacks where they were in slavery and then to keep them out of economic life. And then it was really tough to get children out of factories and 12-hour days, because where will the economy go? All sorts of reasons. But then always a handful of people who truly believe moves into the hearts and minds of everyone believing, and then looking back and saying, can you believe that time where
right.
we allowed almost 3,000 boys and girls to die every day before they were born? Can you even believe it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, this is the power of the truth, Marjorie. And, you know, really, and this isn't, you know, relative truth. This really is God, is the truth from God Almighty. And, you know, in fact, I was just reading a study here the other day being reminded of Karl Marx and his ideology that said all he needed was 1%. If he had 1%, mm-hmm. then he could convince the 99%. And we already see that happening. I mean, look what's happening in Portland. I mean, who would have thought that Portland could be under siege for over 100 days in today's America? Are you kidding me? What is going on? And we see this stuff. In fact, I was talking with another guest in looking at that video on the subway. They're out in front of God and everybody of that woman being sexually assaulted. Somebody was there to take a video of it, but nobody was there to protect this woman. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting. And this is what's happening in today's America. And this is, I would say, a preview of things to come if we do not stop the lies in its track and we do not go forward in the name of God and in the name of truth for the sake of all concerned.
So true. And I can hear, you know, I can hear voices and hearts kind of turning toward the idea every once in a while in weak moments. Well, what can I do? Well, what can I do is the one thing I should do. Everyone knows in their world their absolute obligations and the opportunities that they have. But definitely one thing that can be done is they can vote and they can tell mm-hmm. people that they voted and make sure that the people in their world do. I'm a studier of heroes of American history like you are and, mm-hmm. and many are. And, the somehow God uses the outlier, the underfunded, the person that maybe is, not the person who gets invited to the Oval Office at the White House to be the one that yes. is the tipping point in their spheres of influence over and over and over again. So there's so much on the line. I mean, look, it's the Constitution itself, whether our form of government can continue or not. Mm-hmm. I really think that when you listen to Kamala Harris speak, when you listen to her in those hearings, and when you see now what Biden has signed up for, you see that this is not about, you know, the separation of powers, the limited government. The First Amendment as it was intended. It's about if you don't get the right result, you're canceled.
Exactly.
That's it. No conversation. Mm-hmm. And this is an opportunity just to make sure that that we've got a backstop of the Constitution. If that backstop is gone, then we're looking at some other form of government.
Well, we don't want to find out too late that there's power in the voting, right? And as
That's
you
right.
called out, we have too many people who have even, Marjorie, they've registered to vote, but they won't even vote, which is amazing. In fact, 50% of evangelicals, just alone as a category, we know 50% have registered to vote, but again, only 50% of that group will actually go out and vote. That cannot happen this year. The consequences of your vote, especially this year, is so critical to the life of the American way of life and our constitutional rights. And, of course, we're talking about, you know, life. And will life continue to win? It's going to be up to me and you. We've got more from Marjorie Dannenfelter right after this.
Are you pro-life but also care about immigration and the economy? Are you concerned about media bias and campaign rhetoric? iVoter Guide has put hundreds of hours of research into our voter guide so you can see what the candidates have done, not just what they say they'll do. Go to iVoterGuide.com today and vote your values now and on November 3rd. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ globally in the languages people were born to speak.
Less than 2% of people living in northeastern Thailand profess Christ. So the Tide Partner Ministry in Thailand asked God to open a way to effectively reach the other 98%. God responded by directing us to a government-controlled radio station with a broad reach. Although airtime on the government station costs more, the broadcast coverage is significantly widespread, reaching a primarily Buddhist region with the gospel 30 minutes each day, 5 days per week. Through this surprising channel, God is enabling the Tide Ministry to deliver the gospel in the language listeners were born to speak. The added expense is well worth it because a life that is eternally saved is priceless.
To learn more about how the Tide radio programs are making a difference by encouraging believers and sharing the gospel with listeners in Thailand, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Marjorie Dannenfelter continues with us. She is the president of the Susan B. Anthony List, leading architect of the pro-life strategy that helped propel then-candidate Donald Trump to a stunning victory in 2016. We're also going to be talking about her new book, Life is Winning. Well, Chad, that is an encouragement. The title of the book and the reality of life winning, because at the end of the day, because we serve an almighty God who's all about life. I mean, think about it, Marjorie. It's not like, you know, the whole idea of life is dependent on some political figure, but the creator of humanity himself, who has a vested interest in all this. And when it comes to picking sides, just saying, I'd much rather be on God's side.
That's right. That's right. And God, the author of life, gives us makes us so unique, so precious, and so different from each other in ways that we'll never imagine. We cannot until we're in the next life, how it could be that each one of us is created by Him, loved so much, for a unique purpose that only we can accomplish, and no one can substitute for that. You know, the reason that the laws matter and that elections matter is to preserve those lives that have a purpose without it coming into being makes our lives and our society non-functioning, because they were sent to solve problems. Especially the Down syndrome, especially the, not just the rocket scientists, but we're supposed to bring something out in us that we didn't have. And they're missing, those missing children are why I think in large part we see such anger and violence and destruction and lack of faith.
Yeah.
Well, it manifests itself in so many ways, as you say. You know, we were talking earlier off air, suicide rate among women who have participated in this, that they feel like, you know, call it shame, denial, whatever it is, and they've just stuffed the experience down.
That's right.
You know, God bless those women, and even the men who have been courageous enough to say, look, I've participated in this. I believed in, you know, what the government said, what the Supreme Court had to say, that it was meaningless. It was just, you know, like a tumor, inconsequential. But there's something, obviously, the reality is that it's not inconsequential. Because if it was inconsequential, why am I haunted by my decisions that I made, you know, 20, 30 years ago?
That's right. And in Life is Winning, a lot of what that is about conversion of individuals, me, the president, people in the administration that I know, but mainly, most importantly, it's the conversion of America. And how does conversion generally happen? Generally, it happens because the light is shown on some reality that you hadn't seen before, through whatever means, through seeds planted, through life experience, through all sorts of things. And the awakening that women and men are having in this country, I think, and all the polls show it, the pro-life movement is younger and younger. The young people growing up now, the polling is so much different. I think it is in large part because they've seen their brothers and sisters on sonographs before any of us older
exactly.
people did. But the pain there is very important. And I think our canvassers, we're in all the battleground states. And we're going door to door. We'll reach millions of voters before Election Day through that person-to-person masked, unfortunately, but conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I am I was in North Carolina last week with our canvassers and the vice president, and I'll be tomorrow in Pittsburgh with the vice president and Pennsylvania canvassers. The stories that you hear are stories, Bill, that make clear what you said is so true. I've heard so many of this same story, which is an older one, like canvasser will go to a home and an older woman answers the door, like 60-ish, 65, that range.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll start to talk, and she realizes what they're there to talk about. And then the one that I heard last week was, while she was reticent to speak in the beginning, as soon as the canvasser mentioned what she was there to talk about, she said, "Oh, yes, I'm ready to talk about that." And she just broke down crying.
Wow.
It's probably the first person, just this person at the door who has brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the beginning of healing. Now, the goal there, of course, was voting. But like all things that really matter and that really move you, it's not just a vote. It is to actually have some transformation in your life. That just
exactly.
began with the question, can I talk to you?
Yeah.
It just, to me, is just simple but not easy.
Right.
And it's the not easy part that I just is why I love these young people and older people, too, who are doing this door-to-door work. It's amazing.
Exactly. Marjorie, tell us your story, because I was reading that you haven't always been, you know, pro-life, that you yourself had a conversion experience. Tell us about that.
I was very emphatic that my body, my choice. I was a Republican and political, but very much believed that this was a matter of my individual rights. I was the co-chairman of College Republicans at Duke University, and the way they handled it then is they would have a pro-life and a pro-choice co-chair. That's how they handle it. Let everybody do whatever they want.
Right.
And I so looked down on people that held that position. I thought it was small-minded, not self-respecting. And I would have had an abortion in a minute. In a second, I would have. And I thought at one point that I would. But I think by the grace of God, I didn't.
Yeah.
But so God used that no. But over and over, no. And as always, laughs at that and put people into my life and that were great apologists for the position and also the faith.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart began to turn. I went from being pre-med to philosophy because I realized at some point my body, my choice is the most shallow of mm-hmm. all philosophical arguments. It presumes too many things. Right. And then life went on, and I moved to D.C., never wanted to live in D.C., never wanted to do all the things that I ended up doing. Mm-hmm. And what became very clear to me after working on Capitol Hill as staff director of the Pro-Life Caucus was that the biggest weakness of the pro-life movement was that it didn't have a political muscle like unions have. It didn't have a political muscle like dairy farmers even, or the tobacco industry, or what you can name the NRA, a list of all the causes that had the strongest, most savvy political arms. And the pro-life movement didn't have that. And that was why I felt we were losing. Now I believe life is winning because of the truth of the matter, because of that conversion of so many hearts. And the light being shown on the highest levels about what's going on. And that's why we're winning. Because we have now made it a public conversation where conversions are on a larger scale are far more possible. You're the president of the United States and senators who would never have spoken about it and governors who are making it a top priority are speaking of it in compelling, brutal and beautiful ways.
Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting, speaking of timing, is that the fact of the matter that we do have, you know, such an advocate for pro-life in the White House like never before. I mean, I believe this is why life is winning and why this is all coming to a head. You've got a convergence, like you said, since Roe v. Wade of 1973, all these real experiences. The women, you know, who have gone through it, are they better off as a result? I mean, yeah, we hear celebrities go, oh, you know, I wouldn't have had the career. I'm better off. I'm glad I had these abortions. Really? You might say that in front of a camera, but something tells me at 3 o'clock in the morning when it's just you and God, I think that statement rings hollow I hope for your own soul it does, because that is so far from the truth. But we have these real experiences and these testimonies where people are coming up and saying, look at, you know, that is not the way. And not to mention that, Marjorie, but also I've been privileged to be in the presence of people who were aborted and mm-hmm. they survived. And, you know, they weren't given comfort care, I guess maybe kind of given comfort care, but they ended up surviving and they're living to tell their stories. I mean, that is phenomenal. And if the truth be known, there's probably more of those stories out there than we were hearing.
There are. There's an organization, I mean, of those former little ones that are now grown and need help and hope and healing. Imagine if you were the victim in that way. I mean, it's one of the things where all the human rights battles that have been successful in American history have had many things in common. One of them is that it was very visible who the victim was. Mm-hmm. The victim, you could see pictures of what happened. You heard stories. You had communities surrounding those people, and they formed communities. The abortion issue is a little bit different because these little ones have no voice. These little boys and girls are have people speaking on their behalf. So we have sonograms. But now, as you say, we have people who were the target. And the initial, when those folks started to speak out, the initial reaction from the mainstream media was to not believe them and to say they were lying. Now there's no denying it. And that resonates in the hearts of people way more than screaming my abortion.
Exactly. Something about the power of truth, isn't it?
Amen. That's right. It just resonates.
Exactly. It doesn't need a whole lot of explanation. You know, the truth is the truth. She's the president of Susan B. Anthony List, leading architect of the pro-life strategy that helped propel then-candidate Donald Trump to a stunning victory in 2016. Author of the brand-new book, Life is Winning, a book to celebrate, to read, to be uplifted by. Available at all the usual places. Right, Marjorie?
That's right. And the vice president wrote the intro, Sarah Huckabee, the foreword, and we have a good time telling that story.
Well, thank you so much for being with us, as always. Appreciate the time, Marjorie. Take care. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Phil.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple three-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411. Are you